this is roughly 100 acres, and the reason that we were able to use 100 instead of 115, 120, or 130 acres is because we're using a high-efficiency panel. The more efficient the panel is, the less land you need to produce the same amount of electricity. So roughly 100 acres, and it's 13.78 megawatts, and it produces somewhere around 30% of the electricity required by China Lake on an annual basis.
And does that power go only to China Lake, or are there interties that allow that power to be distributed throughout the public electric grid as well?
The electricity goes only to China Lake. Technically, it could flow to the electric grid, but in this case, because of the size of the project and the location within the utility's grid, we've been requested by SoCal Edison to have all of the electricity flow only to China Lake.
Talk me through the financing mechanism and why the Navy doesn't pay any upfront costs on this, and what are the advantages to the government of the agreement that you've worked out?
Sure. Power purchase agreements, PPAs, have been in place for decades, actually. And the concept behind it is where a third-party investor will purchase and own the power plant and sell the output from the plant, whether it's wind or solar or geothermal for that matter, will sell that energy to the host of the plant for a fixed price. And the main rationale for a power purchase agreement is that the host or the recipient of the electricity doesn't have to pay any upfront costs. The government didn't have to put an appropriation line item in the budget to pay for the system. The government also doesn't have to maintain and operate the system over the 20-year life. So the government can focus, and in this case, the military can focus on their core mission, while others focus on supplying energy, which is, you know, what we're doing. So we selected a third-party financier, and MetLife owns the asset on the site. And then SunPower operates and reports all of the energy from the plant and does all of the administrative and technical work on the plant.
And from what I gather, those PPAs are getting to be far and away the number one way to finance these big solar projects. Is that true across the industry, both for, you know, federal clients and for private sector projects?
That's a great question. I think for the federal government and many government entities, it is the number one way, and we're seeing a really significant trend toward power purchase agreements. In the private sector, there are maybe 20 or 30 or 40% of private customers who prefer to do the projects themselves. They want to own them. They want them on their balance sheet. They want to take the various tax deductions and so on and own the projects. In the case of the federal government, funding is just not there to do the scale of solar projects that we have the potential to do in that space.
And I think you guys mentioned in your release that this is the first time the federal government signed a 20-year PPA, anything that long. What happens at the end of that 20 years to these assets that you're building?
The asset life is somewhere between 30 and 40 years, depending on how you look at it. And so a 20-year PPA entitles the government to somewhere on the order of 80% of the total life cycle value of the plant. Due to federal contracting requirements, the plant will be removed at the owner's expense at the end of the 20 years. So that is the way that asset will be handled at the end of the period. You know, SunPower or MetLife could have salvage value, or we could take that equipment and use it elsewhere. But after 20 years, the government will have no further commitments regarding the asset.
So the Navy's only cost here is actually purchasing the power that it's going to use from the solar arrays, from what I understand. What is the rate structure like for that energy they're going to buy? How does it compare to what they could get from the standard public electric grid? And how stable are those prices going to be over time? How much of that can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you that the rate per kilowatt hour is lower than the rate that they are currently paying the local utility. And I can tell you that the price is fixed. The rate is fixed every year for 20 years. So the government doesn't have to wonder, at the end of 5 years, I wonder what the rate will be. At the end of 10 years, I wonder what the rate will be. There's a schedule in the contract that specifically outlines what the government will pay. And our belief is that the utility rates will escalate as they have, you know, for the last 20 or 30 years, and that over time the government will save even more than we predict. But currently we predict savings of around $13 million over the life of the system.
So that sounds like a huge benefit to a long contract like this. But solar technology has come so far in the last 20 years. I can only imagine what improvements, what innovations are going to happen over the next 20 in your industry. Is there any provision or any discussion about making sure some of those innovations might be able to get back and incorporated back into a project like this so that in 2032, China Lake isn't still on 2012 technology?
That's a great question, Jared, and one that we hear a lot. And as the highest efficiency solar panel made in the world today, the China Lake base is going to receive the best of the best right now. However, the real determination is made on economics. If some crazy technology ends up being invented and commercialized and available in the market and the economics really work, then the folks at China Lake can make decisions based on those economics. Right now, they're saving an awful lot of money just based on the decision that they've recently made.
From where you sit, what's the next, I don't know, 5-10 years look like for military installations as far as building these utility-scale projects? I know it's something the Army's very interested in as well. Is this the first of many that you see coming on bases, especially with a lot of land and a lot of sun available?
We hope so. And we have a team set up in SunPower with experience from Nellis to China Lake to approximately 50 megawatts in the federal space. I'd say the key motivator is for the military is renewable energy goals and energy efficiency goals that have been set up through DOD for the various bases. And so a combination of real technology, real experience, and a motivated customer in the federal government, we think that the time is right for this sector to blossom.